Well, Steve, how much difference does that make to the world?
Well, I hope it stops. Stops the mass hysteria for at least another week, you know, and we've been threatening it. Very quietly, inwardly, I've been thinking, you know, we're unbeaten in six. That's the three clean sheets in the spin, but we're in crisis. That comes with results, unfortunately. But you've got to sometimes see past that a little bit and see what we're trying to achieve. You know, the next manager, whether it's me or anybody else, needs to have something like 3-4 years here to repair what's gone on and give it a bit of stability. But we're on the right roads. We've still got to improve, that's for sure. But a result like tonight, with a nice mixture of the young ones we've got and the experience we've got, gives us a chance, like I've been saying. You know, I've been saying we'll be there or thereabouts. And that's got to be the case when you manage Aston Villa.
In terms of the performance, what pleased you most about it tonight?
Well, we defended well because we had to, because they're a decent side, Barnsley. And, of course, we always look dangerous. And we've threatened it, especially at home. We've scored 4 against Wigan, 4 against Norwich, 3 against Barnsley away. We nearly blew Hull away. And we're boring and horrible to watch. So what I've seen today is a team that is getting to grips with what it's like. Some have just arrived at the club. Vast majority have been here less than 6 months, so they're getting to grips with what it demands and what it takes, and a result like today can only, as I repeat, can only just help the situation. And I hope it stops, you know, the mass hysteria, which is never going to help the club going forward.
You have to make some changes today. No Mile Jenninek for one.
Yeah, unfortunately he was sore. Mile was sore in and around his groin. It's a problem for us, because that's obviously he's been missing for 3-4 months. But you know, we'll have to see how he is and assess the whole thing.
Great for Adama to get amongst the goals. Could have had a hat-trick.
Well, he's responded in the right way. You know, he's responded by saying to me, how dare you leave me out? And that's what you want as a manager, a competition. You know, I've got a few. I let 6 train this morning who are not involved in the squad. You know, there's 3 or 4 who wanted to leave in the summer. It didn't happen. And I've left 6 behind. So what you have got is competition, and as long as they take it in the right way, Mark, and they respond in the right way, then the competition for a manager is good. So Albert picks himself next week. Good for him.
And finally from me, the momentum, that can be a big word in football as well.
So.
You've got, like you mentioned,
well,
the clean sheets.
I thought we had it, and then they all disappeared. And then I get caned, saying, oh, they've been away and they were jaded. After the week we had, they all disappeared. You know, the 15 of them went on international duty and we didn't see them for 2 weeks. And they come back and some of them were in a bit of a mess. If that's the, you know, especially the young ones. Mm. Being away with England, all the hype that surrounds it, all the stuff and the pomp and the adrenaline is used up playing for England. And I should have known better maybe, but that was back then. So I hope the result can give us the lift that the club needs. It's certainly going to help.